This week is Science Week. We've been talking about science all week. And I thought, given that there's been so many amateur epidemiologists we've come in contact with over the last 18 months, we actually should speak to a professional. And today, I have the joy of speaking to Mary Louise McClaws. She's a professor of epidemiology at the University of New South Wales and an advisor to the World Health Organization. Mary Louise, how are you, and happy Science Week?
Thank you very much, and happy Science Week to you. It's a great week, isn't it, dedicated to science, and science impacts everything we do positively.
Can I ask how you got into the field of epidemiology?
Oh, it was an accident. A happy accident. I had been planning to go work for WHO in a country that was having some health problems, outbreaks and things. And I wasn't an epidemiologist. I was working in a field of microbiology. And I thought I'd go and help. And then there was war. So I thought, well, I'll just stay in Sydney and continue learning. And so I started epidemiology, and I found I really loved it. And then I finished my training, and I was offered a job. The first pandemic I'd worked with was HIV, and I was offered a job by the wonderful Professor David Cooper, who sadly died a few years ago. And yeah, he started the first unit in Australia for HIV, and he was really dedicated to finding better treatments and cures for HIV. And he offered me a job, and there were about four or five of us in his unit, and he was a wonderful mentor, and I had wonderful mentors at my university as well. So that's how I became an epidemiologist, by pure accident.
You mentioned that you love epidemiology. What do you love about it?
Well, I love the fact that you can be fact-driven, and it's fun, and you get to profile a disease like this particular one. You get to try to work out what the virus does, how it works, and then how humans impact the spread. So it was through my work in HIV that I was encouraged to understand human behavior. And I remember David suggesting to me that I look at behavior theories, and I was really not interested. I wanted to just look at the maths.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got into the behavioral theories, it really occurred to me that, of course, every infectious disease that I'd be working with has a really important element, a pivotal element of how we humans behave and how we encourage the spread or, in fact, stop the spread.
Mary Louise, you must shudder at the thought when somebody starts a statement now. I read on the internet recently, that's got to hit you where it hurts, but I have read on the internet recently where the Spanish flu, it had a tendency to target the younger generations, and it looks like the Delta variant that we have at the moment seems to be doing the same thing. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, and I love it when people say I read it on the internet, and I think that this particular pandemic has made epidemiologists and data scientists of us all, so it's fantastic you've read that. And yes, it did focus on the young, and particularly the young men, and anyone young, because they hadn't had any immunity against any flus. And of course, it did kill the elderly as well, because this particular flu was considered to have crossed over from, of course, poultry, a strain that not even the elderly had, but they did have an immunity of sorts.
Yeah, right.
From influenza strains. But the young and kids had none. So it really impacted the young and the children. And it also left a lot of children without family as well.
Mary Louise, if there's any budding scientists out there who have been fascinated by our discussion today, what would you recommend they do?
Oh, enjoy science. But, you know, if the humanities takes your fancy as well, do both. Because, you know, I work with a very large multidisciplinary group at WHO. We have human rights lawyers, we have social scientists, psychologists, and people that are interested in animals and vectors, you know, insects. So do what your passion takes you towards. And if it's a science plus something else, do both. A science, double science degree with something else is a brilliant way to go. If you don't want to go to university, just enjoy science as part of your life.
We can never have enough scientists, is that fair to say?
Absolutely, we can never have enough scientists. And, you know, I'd like one day to see Australia lead the way in vaccine development and science.
I'd love to see that too. And for Science Week, find out more information at scienceweek.net.au. Mary Louise McClaws, thank you very much for the work that you do, and thank you for joining us on 2NM today.
It's my pleasure. Happy Science Week, and stay safe.